News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Call right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. ChatGPT. Boy, this thing is getting to be bigger and bigger story all the time. I'll tell you about it a little bit more coming up here in a minute. First, top three stories for you. New York Representative Congressman George Santos, the liar, liar, pants on fire guy. He is stepping down from any committee assignments and from the House panels over the ethics complaints. Okay, dokie. We'll talk about that in a second. Alec Baldwin is being formally charged with involuntary manslaughter in the Rust shooting, and the United States has pledged more advanced military support for South Korea, and they will help them with military drills as it pertains to the aggression from North Korea as well. All right, going back to George Santos. So look, back when all these lies that he's been telling over the who knows how long were coming out, people were calling for him to step down. I said he should just step down. He should voluntarily step down. And I was like, he's not going to do that because he's getting this guy's selfish. Okay. And as a congressman, your base pay, your base salary is $175,000 a year. You think he's this kind of guy whose lies over and over and over is going to just step away from $175,000 a year salary? No. What, you think he's got? You think he's got morals, ethics, with all of his lies? No, come on. And so, what kills me is I was talking about that. So this guy's not going to step down voluntarily because he's going to take his paycheck and he's going to be happy with it, and he's going to hope he's part of that 94% reelection rate, and we'll just keep on making his money. And he's in it for himself. This guy, that's why he tells those lies, is because it benefits him. And so there's no way he was going to step down. Well, now we have that he's stepping down from House committee, or he's recusing himself from committee assignments. So you know what that means? That means he really has no say to help promote legislation or bills that will benefit his constituents. All he can do is vote when there's an actual bill that gets through committee and makes it to the House floor. So he'll be able to still vote, obviously, but he's basically recusing himself from the committees. To me, is even worse. That's even a bigger sign that this dude's selfish. It's not like an honorable thing. Like, I'm going to recuse myself from committee assignments. He's basically saying, I'm going to work less. This guy. I'm going to work less. Oh, man, you caught me. I'm a big fat liar, liar, pants on fire. Well, tell you what, I just, you know, you busted me. I'm here just to make a paycheck. So I'm just going to vote whenever there's I don't want to work in committees. That's hard work. That's hard to do. Well, let somebody else do that hard work of trying to push legislation that'll benefit constituents and stuff like that. I'll just, you know, I'll hang out. When they tell me it's time to vote, I'll go vote on the House floor. If he doesn't get 100% voting record, like he doesn't vote 100%, oh my gosh, this guy. But you know what? He'll probably still get reelected. It's just the way it is in Congress, man. This is why we need term limits. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Gracie, what do we got going on with traffic?
Roads aren't looking too bad traffic-wise right now, with I-10 and I-110 not showing any delays. We still have some slight slow-moving traffic on Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace, as well as 98 leaving Gulf Breeze proper heading towards Tiger Point in the eastbound direction. Expect delays to clear up around Gondolier Boulevard. We do have a lot of fog on the roads throughout the area, so just use a lot of caution while driving tonight. It's Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, and this traffic report brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. Frontier Motors is located on Beverly Parkway. If you see something, just give me a call to the traffic line. Again, this is Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thank you very much, Gracie. Got a couple texts here. Well, at least he's George Santos is not like Elizabeth Warren and claim to be an Indian and get benefits, or Blumenthal and claim to be in Vietnam. There's that, I guess. Here's another one that says, on the other hand, though, George Santos is going to avoid a lot of pushback if he's not on any of the committees. Well, there could be that, too. It's just I just look at it and go, the guy, by recusing himself from committees, I mean, and first of all, who's to say he was even going to be assigned any committee assignments anyway? I'm not sure. I doubt Kevin McCarthy was real anxious to put him on certain committees. But the fact that he's recusing himself completely just shows you, like, I don't know. To me, it's like the guy's just not wanting to work. Like, he's lying so he can get the job. He got the job. He's getting his 175 GER per year. And then he's going to just be like, yeah, now I'm just going to, I'll just vote whenever something comes to the House floor and that's it. I don't know. To me, it's just more from here. Instead of going like, hey, I want to make this right. So I was busted for a bunch of lies that I made, but I'm going to make this right. I'm going to work hard for my constituents. I'm going to push for certain legislation to get passed in this committee or that committee or whatever it might be. And instead, it's, no, I'll just take a step back. So maybe it is, though, the more if he's on committees, maybe he'll get pushback from even other representatives. And he just is like, I need just to let things cool off a little bit. I don't know. We'll have to see what happens with it. ChatGPT. If you've not heard about this, you will. This is an artificial intelligence program. It's called ChatGPT, but it's a chat bot. Okay. So it uses artificial intelligence, but they've basically launched all kinds of tests against this artificial intelligence. It is learning all of the time. We've heard that. I just went blank on the satirical website. Oh my goodness gracious! What's the satirical website I always like to bring up? The
Babylon Bee,
the funny one. Babylon Bee. Babylon Bee is going to start using ChatGPT as on their website. BuzzFeed announced that it's going to use ChatGPT's parent OpenAI for online content. Like, in other words, this ChatGPT is going to create articles on Babylon Bee. It's going to create articles on BuzzFeed. There was already a couple of different websites that did go ahead and have ChatGPT create articles. They pulled it off after a little bit. In fact, and then somebody actually like went and researched it and said, well, looks like it didn't do a great thing. I guess CNET was one of them that allowed them to, The Guardian allowed ChatGPT to write some articles. And it wasn't great, but it was still learning at the time. Now, ChatGPT just had a higher score than many humans on the MBA exam. It's learning all the time. And so now experts in artificial intelligence believe that very soon, like very, very soon, ChatGPT could actually take over a lot of jobs that you and I currently have. Jobs like education. What do you mean education, Bobby? Teachers. They believe ChatGPT, I mean, it's already passed the MBA. It passed the NBA at a higher score than many humans do. So they believe ChatGPT could actually begin teaching at some point. Finance. It could do a lot of things in the finance industry, particularly on the trading side or at the investment bank level. Software engineering. That one scares me. You're going to have artificial intelligence writing software? That's how we get the robot apocalypse. I mean, come on. Journalism, I already mentioned that it's writing articles. BuzzFeed has already announced that it's going to start allowing ChatGPT to write articles for them. But also in journalism, they're saying, okay, even if the articles are not pristine and like the way a human journalist would write them, ChatGPT software could become the premier copy editing like source out there. So you wouldn't need copy editors anymore. You'd use ChatGPT. Graphic design is also another area where ChatGPT is expanding. So these jobs could be on the brink of extinction for humans. Graphic design, journalism, some software engineering, some finance jobs and some education jobs. Holy mackerel. We are in the future. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hey, for all you know, I'm ChatGPT. Okay, that's not true, because ChatGPT can't laugh like that. All right, coming up here next, top trending news with Joe Ford in the newsroom. Right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. We're going to get top trending news here in a minute from Joe Ford in the newsroom. But first, let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
I-10 and I-110 showing no delays throughout our area. We are still seeing slow-moving traffic on 98. This is going to be leaving Gulf Breeze proper, heading towards Tiger Point in the eastbound direction. It will clear up before you get to Gondolier Boulevard. Also, Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace is slow moving on the bridge due to construction. See something else? Give me a call to the traffic line. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, let's get top. Now it's time for your top trending news.
At least three people dead as winter weather hits Texas today. One individual died in Austin following a 10-car pileup. The airports in Dallas and Austin also dealing with a number of flight delays and cancellations. That's having issues here in Pensacola with flights going to and arriving from Dallas all canceled today. President Biden will meet with members of the Congressional Black Caucus at the White House on Thursday to discuss police reform. This meeting follows last week's release of footage showing Memphis police officers beating Tyree Nichols. New York Congressman George Santos says he won't step down as investigations into his personal and campaign finances play out. However, a new poll from Newsday and Siena College revealed 78% of his constituents want him to resign. Critics again gathering outside his office, with some saying this is the beginning of the end as he recused himself from sitting on two committees. Bobby, I think you and I are in agreement that he will not resign and he's going to have to get voted out in 4 years. And finally, a high school in Virginia drawing unwanted attention following a scandal at a recent JV girls basketball game. The Churchland High School JV team, back on the 21st of this month, was playing a game where they were one player short. So rather than just playing without a person at the end of their bench or just finding anybody to just take the uniform and sit on the bench, what they did was they had their assistant coach impersonate the player who was missing. And so that, you know, led to issues, obviously, and the school district found that out, ended up firing the assistant coach. She looked pretty good on tape. The highlights of the game showed her, you know, doing quite well, but I suppose that would be expected. Yeah, the assistant coach. Yeah, she could hold her own against the 13-year-olds on the other JV team.
Against the smaller kids. Okay. Yeah. Just wanted to clarify.
I mean, you know, she was able to get away with it during the game because, I mean, you know, her physical stature, I mean, she didn't look like, you know, much different.
Okay.
But, you know, the skill was obvious. And, they were like, hey, why is the assistant coach playing in this game? And, so she got fired.
Yeah, probably well-deserving firing right there. So very bizarre. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So coming up here next, short-term rental regulations on Pensacola Beach. What do you think about that? We'll talk about it next on News Radio 92.3. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So Pensacola Beach residents calling for short-term rental regulation and their concerns: overcrowding, noise, parking, and excess trash. And, you know, I've mentioned this before, in like Baldwin County and Mobile have both been looking at doing more short-term rental regulation up to the point of like restricting short-term rentals. And I was saying that there's already buzz going on in Pensacola and Pensacola Beach about possibly doing that as well. For example, in the greater Pensacola area, there's over 3,000 short-term rentals, according to Airbnb. 3,000. And according to some residents, they go, look, we have a housing crisis here. We don't have enough long-term housing. And if you've got 3,000 units available for short-term housing, maybe we should restrict the number of short-term housing because that would make them become available for long-term rental or for sale. The problem is you're talking about people's personal property. And so I get it. And so now they're talking about at least regulating some short-term rentals in as far as registration and maybe allowing certain times to be allowed and stuff. Boy, it's an uphill battle right there. Just a reminder, the United Way of West Florida's Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program is booking appointments now. You can call 211 to schedule your time today. And they have four locations. Pensacola State College main campus, the Pensacola State College Milton campus, the Warrington campus, and Goodwill over on Olive Road. So once again, call 211 to schedule your time today. And this is a free program, free tax assistance program for individuals and families making $60,000 or less a year. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. So I was just talking about short-term rental regulations on Pensacola Beach. There's more and more discussion pertaining to that. But I saw this story. Florida's home sell rate last month was the fourth most in the nation. And this is, it was the fourth highest sales rate per capita in the nation. The highest was South Carolina, followed by Arizona, North Carolina, and then, like I said, us. 74 homes per 100,000 people were sold. Rounding out the top 10 was Tennessee, Ohio, Oklahoma, Idaho, Arkansas, and Georgia. Now, we ended up having 16,454 homes sold last month. And out of the top 10, that was obviously by far the most homes sold. Now, what's interesting as well is looking at the information, where like a lot of inquiries pertaining to real estate sales, like on Redfin and Zillow, where are they coming from? Well, when they look at, obviously the most of them are coming from like Florida. But when you look at elsewhere, like when they're coming from other places, New York has the most searches for Florida real estate, followed by Atlanta, Georgia, Washington, D.C., Boston, and Chicago. And actually, Chicago and L.A. are about tied, so I might as well just include in L.A. right there. So a lot of people moving from big cities looking to move to Florida area. All right, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your sports hit.
All righty. Your sports hit here is starting off with the NBA. 1-point lead right now. Nope, never mind. Tie game between the Cleveland Cavs and the Miami Heat at 29 apiece. TNT has the game of the Lakers against the Knicks. Lakers already have a 5-point lead. When that game's over, TNT will have the New Orleans Pelicans against the Denver Nuggets. NCAA men's basketball right now, Mississippi State has beaten South Carolina 39-32. ESPN2 has Arkansas leading Texas A&M by 5 points. ESPN has Duke beating Wake Forest by 2 points. Number 20, Clemson, is getting beat by Boston College 28-23 right now. And on FS1 coming up at 7 o'clock, number 24, UConn plays DePaul. The late games on ESPN, you got Kentucky against Ole Miss at 8 o'clock. Also at 8 o'clock in ESPN2 is number 21, Indiana University, taking on Maryland. NHL hockey's underway right now. Carolina Hurricanes are beating LA 1-0. That is on NHL Network. ESPN Plus has Washington beating Columbus Blue Jackets 2-1. Ottawa's beating Montreal 2-1. In college women's basketball, it's halftime right now. Number 25, South Florida, is beating Eastern Carolina 33-26. And number 20, Oklahoma, is beating TCU 49-42 in women's basketball. In sports news, real quick, let me get to these. Top story in sports world right now. The New Orleans Saints went ahead and traded their rights to head coach Sean Payton to the Denver Broncos in exchange for a first-round pick in 2023 and a first-round pick in 2024. DeMeco Ryans is the new head coach for the Houston Texans. He's their former star linebacker for them. The Ravens quarterback, you just heard right there on the CBS Sports Minute, Ravens backup quarterback Tyler Huntley, who's thrown two touchdowns in, filling in for Lamar Jackson. He is now set to go to the Pro Bowl as an alternate there, as Josh Allen has dropped out. Oh boy. Tennessee Titans say they're getting rid of their grass field in exchange for turf because it will help with the players' health, which I think is interesting because Sean McVay just a couple months ago asked the NFL to reassess AstroTurf, or whatever you call it, the turf fields for safety. He suspects that more injuries are happening because of the turf. So I guess the Titans decided no. And the Chiefs' AFC Championship win set a record 53 million viewers. The NFC Championship game, 47.5 million viewers. Phil Mickelson says he was embarrassed by his play last year in the LIV tournament, and he's already dropped a bunch of weight. Bubba Watson from Pensacola is returning to the Masters. He's going to join the festivities. And Peacock has released a full Major League Baseball Sunday leadoff schedule for 2023. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's get traffic on the fives.
Not seeing anything too bad on the roads. I-10, I-110 looking good, as well as our slowdowns on Highway 98 have cleared up. We are still seeing some slight slowdowns on Highway 90, leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace on the bridge. We do have a lot of fog throughout our area tonight, so just keep cautious on the road. It's Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All righty. Coming up here in about three or four minutes, well, you've got a quick update from Joe Ford in the newsroom. Plus, it's amazing to me that in today's day and age, we're still able to discover like new things that we didn't know existed beforehand. It's amazing to me that still goes on. Governor DeSantis has recommended that school board races in the state of Florida should be like, we should declare party affiliation for school board candidates. And there's part of, I guess, the discussion was over transparency. Like, this will help with transparency in education. I agree with it. I used to be like, it doesn't matter as much. But more and more, I'm like, no, it does matter, because there is a difference. It's not like a set in stone thing, right? Because it doesn't matter if you're Democrat or Republican. I mean, both Democrats and Republicans can support school choice. You're starting to see more and more Democrats supporting school choice. It used to not be that way, but now it is. But just because somebody is Republican doesn't necessarily mean they support school choice. Just because somebody's Democrat doesn't mean they're against it. And so you'll still have, you know, they'll still have to explain their positions. But yet, at the same time, understanding political partisanship, I guess you would say, you also understand where maybe one candidate might stand with CRT or other top-down policies or something like that. At least gives you a starting point. And so I do think it does bring a little bit more transparency and true representation when you understand which party the school board candidates are coming from. It's so I don't know if that'll end up happening, but you know, there you go. Also, there's talk about limiting school board members to just 8 years, which one of the concerns that comes up about that is because there's so many, they can often, I've seen in other states where they have school board term limits, and unfortunately, what you end up getting a lot of things happening is vacant seats, vacant school board seats. I've seen it happen a lot, actually, in communities where they have term limits for a school board, and there ends up just being a lot of vacant seats. And that's just kind of more of a sad, like, you know, reflection on our society and our lack of involvement with or lack of engagement, I guess you would say. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Let's go and get top trending news. All right, sorry, today's sign of the apocalypse.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
Oh, boy. A Brazilian man sparked outrage of friends and family. Why? What did he do? Oh, he faked his own death just to see who would attend his funeral. Say what? Recently he'd been thinking about how many of his friends and family would come pay their respects and bid him farewell if he died. Since he couldn't really know when he actually kicked the bucket, he decided to fake his death and see how many people showed up at his funeral. Oh, he's 60 years old. I didn't even read into how he faked his death. I just saw he did this, and I'm like, sign of the apocalypse. That's just crazy. I mean, you know, you hear about the boy crying wolf and that whole thing, or Chicken Little, the sky's going to fall and stuff. Yeah, this is going to bite this guy in the butt because nobody's going to show up at his funeral at all, for real, when it actually does happen now. Holy cow. How in the world? Like, what? That's bad. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Coming up here next, quick update from Joe Ford in the newsroom, plus an amazing discovery down on the Mexico-Guatemalan border. That's next on News Radio
92.3. Oh, I can't take another.
Right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. If you'd like to weigh in, text or call 850-437-1620. Let's go ahead and get a quick update from Joe Ford in the newsroom. Joe?
Yeah, Bobby, President Biden will ask the Speaker of the House to commit to avoid default during a meeting tomorrow. That's according to a White House memo. Speaker Kevin McCarthy tweeted that he received the memo, but he's not interested in political games. New reports say FBI agents searched the Penn Biden Center offices in mid-November after an initial discovery of classified documents. The FBI searched the location after President Biden's lawyers found several classified materials on November 2nd. Alec Baldwin today formally charged with involuntary manslaughter in the deadly 2021 shooting on the film set of Rust in New Mexico today. And finally, DC Studios revealing its new projects for the upcoming slate. The first chapter of their new connected universe, which is called Gods and Monsters, will be Superman Legacy. That's the first project. That'll be in July of 2025. Also, we can expect a new Batman film titled The Brave and the Bold.
All right, there you go. I think it'll be interesting to see what happens with this reboot. And will it be more comic booky like Guardians of the Galaxy, since that's what James Gunn comes from? Or will it be more like The Last Batman and like Joker? Will it be more gritty, you know? Or like The Dark Knight, or you know, that run. I don't know, because Dark Knight did very well.
I loved that trilogy. Well. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a great series. But does it have the lasting effect that like Avengers had and, you know, Guardians of the Galaxy and stuff like that? My guess is James Gunn's probably going to go light with it, just because the Zack Snyder was the one that did the first Man of Steel, and he was doing all the way up to Justice League. And he was doing Justice League, and then I can't even remember why he went off the project, but James Gunn finished it. Well, James Gunn's finished project was much more bubbly and bright colored and everything than Zack Snyder envisioned. So Zack Snyder came up with his Snyder Cut, which is like a 4-hour long movie, and it was released to HBO Max only, and it was dark and gritty, and I liked the Snyder Cut, but it does show a different of directions. And so my guess is James Gunn's going to lighten it up and make it more comic booky would be my guess, and a lot more humor and things like that, you know, because that's what he's done in the past. It's been a successful formula for him. So he just needs to do it with characters he can develop instead of taking over somebody else, you know, taking over somebody else's vision. I think that was what the problem was with the with the DC universe. So that's just my thoughts. So Gracie, what do we got going on with traffic?
No accidents or delays to report. We're looking good on I-10, I-110, 29, 90, and 98. But we do have a lot of fog throughout the area, so just keep that in mind while you are driving on the interstate. Pine Forest, Blue Angel, and Gulf Beach also checking in clear, as well as Davis Highway, East Olive Road, Creighton, and Langley. If you do see something else on the roads, just give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right. It's Pets Call right now. Bobby Rossi. I find it fascinating whenever we have new discoveries, like with like when we found the Clotilda, the last slave ship that was known, and they discovered it in the Mississippi River a few years ago, Mobile River, excuse me. It's fascinating that we find this discovery is like how it's been there for hundreds of years, and we're just now discovering it. Well, here's one even greater than that. Down on the Mexico-Guatemalan border, they found a hidden Mayan kingdom. The ancient city, Mayan city of El Mirador in northern Guatemala, was discovered using laser mapping technology, whatever that is. But they basically found a vast network of interconnected Maya settlements built 1,000 years ago. They found pyramids, palaces, terraces, ball courts, reservoirs, and causeways, and all kinds of other things. And you're like, wait, what do you mean they found these things up from 1,000 years ago? I mean, they have a picture of a 20-story tall pyramid that has not been discovered until now. How can you not discover a 20, like this thing rises up out of the jungle and they're just now discovering it? In fact, one of these researchers says he's probably walked within 5 feet of this building before and didn't even know, because the vegetation of the jungle is so thick, it just made it impossible to detect. And so I guess they have this technology that works like radar, except laser. It uses laser beams instead of radar waves to locate and map objects. And so in using this, going through this vegetation, they basically mapped this area, and they were like, what are all these buildings? Like, they're finding all these huge rises and everything beyond the trees. And that's how they just, and they're sort of like, well, let's go check it out. And so they went and checked it out, and oh my gosh, it's buildings. It's Mayan buildings we didn't know existed before. Holy cow, that's awesome. That's amazing. It's amazing that we're still discovering stuff like that nowadays. Here's something interesting. Today, hard drugs are legal in Vancouver. Well, kind of. They decriminalized possession of hard drugs up to 2.5 grams. I'm talking like cocaine, heroin, meth, the whole works. Now, you can't make them, deal them, or traffic them. That's still illegal. But if you get busted with 2.5 grams or less, they don't consider that trafficking or dealing or anything like that. And so then for 3 years, you will not get arrested. Instead, they will give you the option to enter treatment for drug addiction. And the goal is to get more addicts to seek help without throwing them in jail. Oregon passed a law like this 2 years ago. There's not been research yet to determine whether or not this has worked. And apparently Portugal did this back in 2001. I didn't even know that. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. You guys have a great night. Bye-bye.